Hey, Dog Pound. Nathan Zagura here for today's edition of the Browns Huddle. A little more football 101 for you here on the Players' Day Off this Tuesday. And we're going to start with kind of pre-snap blitz disguises and, of course, the zone blitzing scheme and what that means. We'll start with the disguise. If you go back and look at the play where Barkevious Mingo intercepted Peyton Manning, pre-snap, the Browns are showing six on the line in blitz formation. Looks like they're going to bring six to try to get after Peyton Manning. Once the ball is snapped, however, only three rush and three drop back into coverage, meaning that you're really rushing three. You've got eight guys in coverage. Mingo got good depth on that drop and was able to pick off Peyton Manning. It's part of that pre-snap chess game. You're showing one thing, and then you do another. Now, a zone blitz is similar, but you do it in a different way. For example, in a zone blitz, you might blitz a nickelback and drop a defensive end into his zone that he vacated, confusing the quarterback. They see the blitz coming from the left. Their hot read is to go to a quick there, but your defensive lineman, who's supposed to be rushing, he drops off into the zone, makes the interception for you, and you go the other way. So a zone blitz is a technique where you blitz somebody and you have a lineman, somebody that's expected to rush the passer, drop back into the zone that was vacated by your blitzer. It really is chess in the NFL, and that's why guys like Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, they're so good both pre-snap, assessing what you're doing, what you're showing if you give any tells, and then post-snap, processing the information quickly, saying, oh, they only brought three, or they brought a zone blitz, they dropped the defensive lineman, so you know where the holes are and where to attack the football, which is what is called the hot read. That's what the quarterback needs to go to. You find the hot receiver when you're blitzed, and that is your quick first outlet pass to kind of beat the pressure coming by the blitz. So those are some of the things that you see there in the NFL. A lot of disguising pre-snap. You don't want the offense to know how many guys are coming and where they are coming from. So sometimes you might show a blitz of six and only rush three. You might show a blitz of seven and only rush four. Or you might show nothing, and at the last second they creep up, boom, they're gone, and you end up rushing six to overwhelm the quarterback. Just a lot of the tricks of the trade in the defensive coordinator's back pocket as they take on these good quarterbacks and passing offenses in the NFL. That'll do it for today's edition of the Browns Huddle. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns.